Mike, how do you like the competition so far, cornerback opposite Sam?
Well, I think the corners are, as a group, are off to a good start. They're getting their hands on some balls, as you saw again today. So I thought the work, the one-on-one work, earlier in practice with the receivers and the corners and the bump and run drill was good work for both sides. But, I think we've got some young guys that do a really good job getting their hands on a receiver and definitely have the ability to, recover. I know offensively in that particular drill, the bump and run drill, the quarterbacks threw the ball extremely well and receivers were able to get on top of a couple of the corners for some big plays. But I thought that work really kind of gave you a pretty good inside look of, what these young guys can do. So, yeah, but everybody's working hard, looks good. Don't have a depth chart, sorry for you yet.
Mike, what's different, if anything, about Richard Rodgers' play and game this year?
I think Richard Rodgers is definitely taking a step from last year. But the thing that I really like what he's doing, he's had some dominant plays in special teams. He blocked two punts today, as far as the punt rush, and so he's doing some really, really good things. So he's taking a step offensively in the passing game, and just completely understands. And it's you think about where he was this time last year. So he's comfortable. He's catching the ball very well, but he's off to a good start.
Mike, what kind of opportunities is this right now for some of those inside linebackers that get to rotate in with Sam at that spot?
It's a big opportunity for the inside linebackers, and they need to start making more plays, frankly. So, we're in an installation phase right now. There's too much thinking going on, and that's understandable. Particularly today's a very challenging installation for our defense, particularly the inside linebackers, just their volume of responsibility and communication. So, you'll probably see a little bit more of that, hopefully, as the week comes to conclusion. But they need to settle in and start playing.
Coach, how does Ty Montgomery come along offensively? I noticed he got a little bit of work in this a lot today.
Ty's Montgomery's doing a good job. We train our receivers in all four positions, so there's no, inside or outside pattern to it as far as the reps that they're taking. It's important for a receiver in our system to be able to play everywhere. So he's excellent as far as in the classroom. He's picked it up very, very easily, frankly, as quick as anybody that's probably come through here. So that's a good thing. He's doing good things on special teams. He's made a play a day, and he's off to a good start.
Like when you have your five offensive linemen, barring injury, you know who they're going to be. What do you like about the competition behind them? Because those guys can't really compete for a starting job more than likely. So what do you like about the way those guys are competing, and how do you challenge them day in and day out?
I mean, everybody's competing for a position. I think any time you look at an offensive line unit, the more you can do, the higher your value is. So you look at a number of our younger linemen and the group outside of the five, they play multiple positions. So I think they're all doing a good job. I mean, Josh Walker and Donnie Barclay and the whole crew. So the ability to play two positions and contribute on special teams increases their value.
Mike, Adrian,
do you have any thoughts on your running game based on team run periods and half lines?
I would say the production for the offense running the football is high. As far as you want to create a comparison to prior years, I think it speaks volumes of the whole group. I think their football IQ as a whole is much higher. What they're being asked to do and the level that they're doing it at is higher than it's been in the past. And so I think with that, the offense is off to a really good start running the football.
Mike, Adrian Hubbard and Vince Kowalski weren't out there today. Do you have any update on their status?
Yeah, Adrian had a groin, and Kowalski is a concussion.
Coach, with your pass rush, what do you want to accomplish here in this first couple of weeks for the pass rush, and what are you looking at moving forward for these guys?
Well, pass rush, it's just like anything. You put the scheme in, and we were able to do that in the spring, and now it's just getting the the padded work. I mean, you don't have enough padded work. It's always a challenge, whether it's, you know, run defense and obviously rushing the passer. So, you know, we spend a lot of time at it as far as the commitment at practice to you know, the team run and run defense and also rushing the passer and protecting the quarterback. So it's just really what I'm looking for is that the individuals that improve in the one-on-one periods, and then, you know, you're seeing we're doing more, you know, two-on-two and three-on-three type situations and then convert to the team. So just working the techniques and making sure every guy has the opportunity.
Mike, how's the competition at running back with guys like Alonzo Harris and Rajon Neal? Have you been happy with what you've seen from those guys?
Yeah, I think the young guys are doing good. You know, most important thing right now for any player, you know, particularly young players, to be out there every day. I mean, they need to be out there, take the reps, get more comfortable, you know, and where they're just, you know, seeing it and playing football. So hopefully we can get the thinking to stop and that they're out there, you know, playing and reacting and being proactive with everything that they're doing. So, but that's what training camp's all about. We're obviously not there yet.
At that, you missed it, but I think you had crowd noise basically every practice last year, as far as I recall. Where's that gone? Crowd noise and the music playing, all that.
There'll be a time for crowd noise. So,
how do you think you handled that last year when you played in Florida?
I don't keep statistics on, you know, what day we play it. We have a schedule and it'll be coming up. It's more of an emphasis. You know, we play the first 2 weeks on the road. So obviously we'll work it before we go to New England, and we'll work it on the long week before we go to Pittsburgh.
You kind of got a feel for Malumba on how he plays special teams his first year. What do you need to see out of him on defense now?
Well, I tell you, he looks good. He looks like he's come all the way back. So just really, frankly, is keep stacking the type of performances that he's starting to put together at practice. So looks healthy, looks comfortable. Some of the, you know, the line calls and the adjustments that he's made in the team periods. So that's you can definitely see his experience, and, you know, being in year three definitely helps. So just staying healthy, staying available.
Hey Mike, I wanted to ask you about a play from yesterday's practice. I'll explain why in a second. Rodgers threw an interception that Vandal picked off. Do you remember that yesterday in practice? Was he inbounds or out of bounds when you looked at the film?
That's irrelevant. No, it's a drill.
But here's why. Because Rodgers really thought he was out of bounds and was really ticked off that he got an interception on it. And I'm curious what his competitiveness in practice does for your guys on the team. The fact that here's the MVP who's that focused on the outcomes of practice. I just thought that was a really interesting dynamic. So.
Well, I think it's common. And frankly, you want your whole team to compete like that. And I think that's what you're seeing. I mean, Aaron, you know, he has his way as far as being so productive against, you know, our defense and obviously other defenses too, you know, around the league. So, but with that, the defensive players are just as competitive, and you know, those kind of things are, to me, are, it's more about the drill. You know, just the 3rd and 10 on the second no huddle series. You know, that wasn't a first down. So I mean, it could have been, but, you know, Chris Banjo didn't think it was a first down. But it's about the drill. I mean, you're trying to – the ability to stress an offense or stress a defense to get into 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 play drives in no huddle. That's we need that work. So that's the priority there.
Two more, please.
Early in today's practice, during fundamentals, you got vocal because you needed the tempo to be picked up. Could you talk about what you feel about your role as the motivator? Because it looked like – all the assistant coaches that got a little more vocal as the practice went on. Are you looking for that? Because it's day 6. You think there might be a little bit of a drop off? When do you go with that?
Well, everybody has a responsibility. Obviously, I'm in charge of the tempo and the structure of the practice. And then from that, you know, the coaches, support staff, training staff, everybody has a role. So definitely the tempo was not where it needed to be to start off the team fundamentals. And that's a transition period. That's something that you always look for, because you go from teaching to teaching phases into a team fundamental drill. So, but yes, I mean, that's my responsibility.
Coach Sam Shields several times and was telling players that they needed something done to go ask him, whether it was on the field, off the field. Can you talk about the leadership role that he has automatically picked himself up with that group of players? Is this coming from the coaching staff, or has he just brought this on himself?
Well, I think like anything in group dynamics, when I think of leadership, I really follow the format of, you know, informal and formal, you know, leadership opportunities. So, I mean, there's informal opportunities as of Sam and reaching out openly on his own to help players. And I think that's, you know, really comes from his experience as a young player that he was helped, you know, by Charles Woodson and, you know, and Joe Witt does an excellent job, Tremont Williams. So we always look at it as kind of the passing of the torch, and our older players do a great job of helping and mentoring our younger players. So, but then there's also the formal approach of leadership where you make someone a captain, or you appoint a leadership role for individuals. But informal leadership is a huge part of our development and the culture of our football team, and Sam Shields, just what you stated, is an excellent example of it.
Tom, last one.
Mark, was there anything going on with Eddie Lacy today?
Yeah, Eddie had some foot soreness. They just, I think he pulled him out there near the end.